More than 200 middle and high school students from area schools learned about making a positive impact in their school and the community.
Chooses to speak positive words to the people in and around their life. I've got a good friend of mine.
Motivational speaker Logan Weber talks about using encouraging language, expecting opposition, and never giving up on your goals. West Monroe ninth grader Kayla Harrington told her mom she wasn't sure if she was the right person to be a part of the Ouachita Youth Leadership Summit.
Oh, it was really good. I expected my friend to get in, and she was like, well, don't put yourself down. And after listening to what he had to say, I don't feel down anymore, and I feel like I can do anything.
The session invited applicants from over 20 schools to participate. These future leaders are reminded of self-awareness, creating good relationships, and finding ways to serve. Harrington has one group in mind that she hopes to be a part of during her high school years.
The Civitan Club, where they do a lot of like community service, and I wish I would have signed up for that and had enough time. But community service, like, we need to get out there and reach people.
Fellow freshman Sam Gray feels he can lend support to those struggling with schoolwork.
I would like to help out people with, like, if they needed help with work, if they're, like, having trouble in math or something. I would like to tutor them in that.
The summit puts a focus on inspiring and instructing students about the value of leadership and volunteering. Speakers share their knowledge about key issues in relationships and substance abuse, as well as health and nutrition. Children's Coalition Youth Development Coordinator Jan Daniels says most students have questions when it comes to being an example among their peers.
What children are asking for and what they're needing, and they keep asking for leadership skills and wanting assistance and learning how to handle certain situations, and we just thought this would be a great idea to bring all the youth in our area together.
She says being equipped with the right answers can help build relationships at school. The coalition cites the website dosomething.org and noting 93% of youth want to volunteer but do not know how to begin the process. The students learn about developing a personal action plan for community service.
Well, we know that each school and most organizations are needing volunteer projects. They're needing volunteers, and we want to make sure that they know what's out there for them and what opportunities are there for them.
It's the balance of serving and knowing your individual strengths that's an essential part of the process.
I probably think that the key point is self-awareness. You have gifts. It's going to be the lenses that shape and that skew, I guess, how you see the world. You're not going to see it like your three best friends.
Speaker Melanie Massey wants the students to realize their individual skills and abilities and how it benefits a group as a whole. She includes a strengths test for students to discover those traits.
You know, some will, depending on their strengths, some will really take this to heart today and will go home and be excited about it. They might go back to school and encourage the faculty member who's over their club to let them all take it so they can figure out how to best use their gifts. We'll just have to see.
The summit was held as October is recognized as Volunteerism Awareness Month, a time when many of these students can put that opportunity into practice. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.